Brother, I want to tell you something, man, off subject. Okay? I made a very long recording about this. I'm going to try to skip the details, man, but for a few weeks now, the Lord has been impressing on my heart that there are some very difficult days that are coming in this world where, and I want you to understand that I never talk about end times. I never have prophesied about end times except for in India. I said, will your faith stand when the world falls apart and that it's going to get much worse? I said, if you think you've seen school shootings now and public shootings and earthquakes and hurricanes, it's going to get much worse. The year after I made that message, America had its absolute worst year for hurricanes and the worst shootings in mass in history in the United States of America. That's the only thing I've ever said about end times, other than the world was not going to end on September 23rd like everybody thought it was. And recently, brother, I told Persis yesterday, I was actually afraid. I got afraid. I felt a fear in my heart because I knew the Lord was telling me something that is difficult. And it shook me up a little bit, brother. And I want to tell you, this is going to take your focus away from being so concerned about where you're going to live and your daily faith. There's a bigger thing going on in this world. It's important for you to have this foundational faith and the practical faith, but to do so, keeping your mind on the big picture. And I guess I probably told you about this. It seems like it's been about 3 weeks ago. I was in the woods praying, and I felt like the Lord showed me that the days are coming when, in order for you to be a Christian, to profess that you're a Christian, you're going to have to be seen in the world as an absolute idiot, okay? It's very acceptable, and sometimes it's very notable to be a Christian today. It's very acceptable, especially in our Western society. What God was helping me see was that there's something going to happen where it's going to appear that Christianity and God have been disproven. And I got the sense that it was going to happen something like in science. There would be some announcement or some discovery. I know this sounds impossible. It sounds crazy, and it sounds like something we don't have to worry about. The impression I'm getting from God is that it's going to be one of the worst that's ever happened. Okay? And you need to know this. And when God wills it, I'm going to tell this message to other people, if he so desires me to warn people that this is coming. Remember, in John 16, Jesus said, I tell you these things so that you will not go astray. And yesterday, the same exact thing happened. God confirmed and led me to a group of scriptures for the day in my daily memory verses, and they all had to do with making sure your faith endures all the way to the end. Then I got out on the trail and I got this other impression after I read this letter from Apple News from the New York Post, saying that people were basically starting to look to aliens as a savior and hoping that they would find. And I don't know what or when, but I can tell you that the impression that I'm getting is that something is going to happen in this world. There's going to be an announcement made that is going to shake and ruin the faith of millions. And I know this again sounds out there, but let me tell you something. It already happened once. When Charles Spurgeon was a preacher and the Darwin theory of evolution came out, when he published his book, he said the deepest, blackest darkness came over him as he watched people funnel out of the church one by one, and the church is basically almost emptied overnight because so many people fell away from the faith from this new, quote, information that came out, that this theory of evolution, that we all evolved from pond scum, and that the Bible and Christ was all a fairy tale, okay? Now, we've obviously rebounded from that. But I'm telling you, man, I got this impression that it made me weep. I made a recording about it yesterday, and it made me weep. And it made me feel fear. I'm not afraid of my faith. This made me feel afraid that we're going to need to hold on. Okay, brother, it's going to be something far worse than you can imagine. It's going to challenge your faith far worse than you can possibly believe right now. Right now, you say, oh, no, I will never fall. Remember what 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says. If you think you're standing firm, be careful unless you fall. And I want you to tell this to Kristen as well, because I have no idea when this is going to happen. Okay. But this is why you need to continue to walk in this kind of faith, because I feel like I've been warning people for years that unless you have practical faith in God, that you have seen him act in your life and establish a track record of faithfulness, you are not going to make it in these last days. There's going to be a testing of faith and a falling away and apostasy of the church that is unlike, I think, unprecedented in history. As best I can think, and I'm no historian, the church has faced a few major, major testings of its faith. Okay, and there's been about three major ones. One would have been that the Jews in the beginning, okay, and the times of the Roman persecution. Really, the Roman persecution against the Christians would have been a tremendous challenge to their faith, and many would have fallen away from that. Another time would have been when Roman Catholicism began to persecute and have power over the saints for a time, and many fell away from the faith as a result of that. Okay, very difficult. And then another time would be when Darwin's theory of evolution came out, and many people across the world, millions of people, fell out of faith and could no longer believe the Bible because of this. Brother, I get the sense that something even worse is going to happen. Okay? I don't know if it's going to have something to do with aliens or if it's going to have something to do with a scientific discovery that's going to seemingly disprove the Bible and Christianity. But I'm telling you this as a warning. You're the only person I'm telling, and I don't believe the Holy Spirit's stopping me, but I haven't been given permission. But listen, Persis saw it with her own eyes last night. Persis saw me point out a 219 twice yesterday. I explained to her that God has been showing me this number over and over and over, man, and a couple of these verses that it points to have to do with the end times and things that are happening in the end times, things that are going to happen before the end comes. And in line with that, God leading me to this scripture on the very day that I'm getting this impression that something's bad coming, he leads me to the scriptures that all talk about the absolute need to hold on to your faith. And the only way you will be saved, Colossians 1, 21 through 23, is if you hold firmly to your faith and you are not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. You cannot be moved away from your hope that you have currently, the faith that you have believed and taken your stand on. You cannot be moved from this. And what I know is going to happen now, if I'm hearing God correctly, not if God is telling me correctly, something is going to happen, and it's going to move massive amounts of people away from their faith and the hope that they have held out in the gospel. Okay? I believe God confirmed this last night. Yesterday morning, I was explaining this to Persis, and as I was explaining to her, I looked over and she had this jar sitting on the table, and I said, "Sweetheart, look how much you paid for that jar, $2.19. I said, "This is one of the numbers that God's been showing me that has to do with the exact conversation I'm having with you right now." We went out last night for pizza. On our way back to the car, I walked up to her and I said, "Sweetheart, how much was the money on the pickle, the jar that you bought?" She said, $2.19. I said, "Sweetheart, look at the car parked directly next to ours." She said, "Oh yes, it ended in 219. This is after I prayed in the morning, "God, I need you to confirm for me if this is what you're telling me. I need you to confirm. I don't want to lean on my own emotions or understanding." And brother, I'm not a drama case. I'm dramatic about what God does in our life, but I've never been dramatic about end times. I've never done any of this, "Oh, Jesus is coming. It's time to get scared and get right with God." You've never once heard one of those messages come out of my mouth, with the exception of the fact that I tell everybody, your day is coming the minute your heart stops beating and you're going to give account to Jesus Christ for how you lived. And with the exception of what I believe was a prophetic message from God, will your faith stand when the world falls apart? And indeed, the world fell apart even more after I made that message. And I'm crying in that message, pleading with people to take seriously, okay? And now I feel like God is telling me it's going to be worse than I imagined. The only way that we will survive through something like this is the humility to know that we cannot keep ourselves, the faith to know that he can, and the patience to wait until he does. We'll have to endure. There's been no greater days. These are the terrible times that the Bible refers to. In fact, it says that it'll be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot at the very end, right? Well, remember when Jesus said in Luke 18:8, "But when the Son of Man comes, Will he find faith on earth? Brother, that tells me right there, something horrendous is going to happen that is going to drive millions away from professing faith in Jesus Christ and God the Father. These are turning out to be some very perilous times that we're living in, brother. Let us not think that we're above falling away. Let us not think that, you know, we're better than Nicomachus, right? Let us remember the lesson of Nicomachus, who thought he could handle it, and he got on that stretching rack, and within seconds, he renounced faith in Jesus Christ, gets up, and drops dead immediately. That is pause when Jesus Christ says, you must be faithful even to the point of death. You must hold firmly to what you have so that no one will take what belongs to you. He who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life. I hope this will sober you up a little bit, that this is a lot more important and a much bigger picture than just you getting out of your house, getting it sold, and getting to wherever God wants you to live in a tiny house, right? It's a refresh reminder to me as well. We have to remember the big picture that God is going to wrap this whole thing up sometime, and we are living in those days. It is absolutely crystal clear. I mean, we're getting more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, look at last night, this picture of, you know, the devil made us brew it. I mean, it's completely senseless. Brother, I love you. God bless you and keep you. Keep your faith. Be strong. Don't let anybody talk you out of believing and trusting God. God bless you both in Jesus' name.